Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Conan O'Brien Needs a Friend is sponsored by ADT. Now ADT professionally installs Google Nest products so your home is safe and smart. Google Nest cams can tell the difference between a person, an animal, and a vehicle. Mm. Or with Nest Doorbell, even a package. I can't tell the difference between those things. That's incredible. And with Nest Aware, as part of your monthly ADT service, you get 30 days of event video history. Plus, when every second counts, you can trust ADT's 24/7 professional monitoring. Go to ADT.com today or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP. Google, Nest Cam, Nest Doorbell, and Nest Aware are trademarks of Google LLC.
Conan O'Brien Needs a Fan. Want to talk to Conan? Visit teamcoco.com/callconan. Okay, let's get started.
There's so much noise in my house. Huh? Oki's just crying outside the door right now.
The dog is still with you? Once the babies show up.
Hi, Annie. You've caught us in the middle of an argument. Meet Conan and Sona.
Hi, guys. That's what I would expect to catch you guys.
Hi, Annie. How are you?
Excellent. It's a real pleasure to meet you guys.
That's so funny because just as you came on, I was lecturing Sona. She was saying, oh, my dog's making noise. And I said, you still have a dog? You have twins. You've got to get rid of the dog now. And
no.
So, yeah, and then you show up. That's very awkward, Annie. You saw the real me.
Annie, aren't you a lawyer? Couldn't you, like, kind of decide whether she should keep this dog or not? How does law work?
Wow, you're really not helping today. That's incredible. No. Thanks, Matt.
You bet. My God, Matt. That was great.
I'll just log off.
Let me take over now, and maybe what we've done so far is just completely incompetent.
You take this one. Just this one, you take it.
Okay. Yeah, please. Hi, Annie. How are you?
Excellent. How are you?
I'm very good. And you're coming to us from, where are you? You're in Alberta?
Yes, Edmonton.
Edmonton. Alberta's the province, is that right?
That's right.
The way British Columbia is a province, or Yukon, or Saskatchewan, or Manitoba, or Ontario, or Quebec. Is that the idea?
That's the idea. I feel like you've missed a few, but that was a very good recall.
Yeah. Well, you know me, I've just always been obsessed with my Canadian provinces. You know, I think the other one I'm forgetting might be Nunavut. Is that one?
There's That's also a territory.
Okay. There's also Newfoundland and Labrador.
Yes.
Okay. I'm just trying to make sure that everyone stops listening to this podcast as quickly as possible.
We did it. It's done.
Today is going to be provinces of Canada. Annie, thanks for thank you for calling in. What do you do? What is your profession, Annie?
I'm a lawyer and I specialize in criminal defense.
Oh, you're the defense. Cool. I see.
Yeah.
So your job is to make sure that the criminal gets away with it and runs free.
My job is to make sure innocent people charged with crimes have a good shot at making sure that the Crown, that is the Crown Prosecution Services, actually proves their case against them.
That's right. The Crown is the state.
Yes.
So yes, it's the British system that you've inherited. So you are making sure that the Crown doesn't wrongfully prosecute anyone. Is that right?
That's right. Yep.
Okay, that's good. Quick question: have you ever defended someone successfully, and then you get them you get them free, and right after the case is over and everyone's filing out, they turn to you and wink and go, you know I did it, don't you? Has that ever happened?
Oh, no.
I feel like that's a movie you're quoting. And I can't remember which movie it is.
Well,
I think it's thinking of a movie.
Oh, is there? Yeah. Is there one?
Yeah.
Is there
the
a movie?
The Edward Norton one?
The Primal Fear. Yeah, that's the one I was thinking of.
Okay, yeah. Right. I actually wasn't thinking of a movie. That's just the kind of mind I have. I could have written Primal Fear if some jerk hadn't come along and written it first. So my apologies to that screenwriter. It's probably someone really famous. But yeah, that would be my only concern if I was the defense, would be Because you seem like you'd be, I'm sure you're very good at it. And so sometimes do you free someone, get them off, and then you find, or you have a sneaking suspicion that they did it, but that's their right to the best defense possible, right?
That's right. Yeah. I don't know that it's actually ever actually gotten that far, but I've certainly had clients who walked through the door and said, yeah, I did it. And
you're kidding. They tell you.
Oh no, it happens all the time. There's people who will have confessed to the cops, and then we'll have to deal with whether or not that confession is admissible or whether we could, try to get it stricken.
Right. So as a defense attorney, it's sometimes kind of a drag when they immediately admit they did it and they actually did it. That's kind of like, ouch.
Yeah, but sometimes they will tell me, hey, I did it, and they haven't told anybody else. So I then don't put my client on the stand, and we just see whether the Crown's got enough evidence to convict. Because
got it.
I'm certainly not going to help my client get convicted if the prosecution services don't have what they need. They still can't convict somebody that they don't have the evidence for.
You know, it always looks when they don't, to me, it looks like if they don't put the person on the stand, there's this presumption that they did it. And I know that that's unfair, but the minute they don't take the stand, I think they did it. You know, I just do. If I was on a jury and the defense didn't take the stand, the person who's being prosecuted, I would stand up in the jury box and say, oh, for God's sakes, they're guilty. No. And I would say that out loud.
Usually for not putting somebody on the stand, we try to avoid having a jury. So you can choose whether you're tried by a jury or a judge alone.
Got it.
And so for that very reason, we don't, if somebody's not going to testify, we try not to put it in front of a jury.
Right.
Conan, you would make a terrible juror.
Yeah.
My thing about, I've never been a juror and I've tried to be a juror, Annie, but they don't let me because they say I'd be a distraction. I think that's true. Every time I've been dismissed and I've been told I'd be a distraction, and this was even long before I was famous. They just thought I was weird and that I would distract from the process. But I would. I think I'd be very vocal. I think that would be my problem as a juror. I'd do a lot of, oh, come on. You know, I'd say things out loud.
There is some of that. Haven't seen anybody outright say, oh, come on.
Right.
But I had a judge and jury trial once where the verdict was returned in 3 minutes for not guilty. And so it was the length of time it took for my client to go to the bathroom and come back. And during closing arguments, I could see some of the jurors kind of doing the motion of, oh, come on, where they just leaned back. And
that's hilarious. That's hilarious. Wow. I was I almost got on a jury once and they said I couldn't because I wanted to use an air horn.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
And, man.
So, yeah.
Can we just get to the question that everybody's thinking about? And that is, Annie, do you wear one of those dainty little woolen wigs?
Yes.
No. I don't even think that lawyers in the UK do them anymore, except for the High Court. So no, I did get to wear a wig for my law school graduation photo, but that's it. It's a prop.
I would say, but the only reason I've really wanted to be a lawyer in England is so that I could wear a powdered wig. And that's really the only reason I aspire to that, is I think it'd be so great if I lost the case to take off my wig and throw it down in front of everybody and have the powder kind of come up in a little cloud.
And then it scurries away.
Then it scurries away and goes, Annie, we're idiots. I apologize. Hey, I have a question for you. I'm assuming you must listen to our podcast if you've decided to join us. And so you must have some sense of my personality. How would I be as a client, do you think? Would I worry you, or do you think I'd be pretty good on the, how would I do on the stand? And be honest, please.
Yeah, speak freely.
If you hired me at the investigation stage, I would worry about you confessing, or just, I think you're going to talk nonstop and do bits at the police station.
Why, Annie, what makes you think that? That's so
even
insulting.
If he's guilty? Even if he's like committed a murder, he's going to do bits.
I'm going to do... Oh, Annie, that made my day. That's exactly right. I could be convicted. I mean, I could be charged with the most heinous crime, and I'd be doing bits with my glasses. I'd be doing bits from all the movies I've seen and all of the procedurals I've watched on television. It would be a shit show.
You would be beaten up by the other prisoners, for sure. Yeah.
I'd be beaten up by the jury. I think the judge would get in there and start hitting me with his gavel.
You'd be beaten up by the murder victim. You wouldn't even get to commit murder.
It'd be attempted murder. Sona, where else can you go surfing and skiing the same day, huh?
I don't know.
Or check out a world-class art museum and then camp at a dark sky sanctuary that night, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, where else can you hike through redwoods and then get a luxury spa treatment?
Where?
Well, you live there. California. California, Sona. No matter where California. You go across the state, you'll find a way to play. I'm a California resident, so are you. Sona, you are a lifelong California resident.
I'm a lifer. I love this place.
This is a beautiful state. Gorgeous. So many different, wonderful ecosystems in one state. You can hang out by a Palm Springs pool. You know, you can go whale watching. You can go hiking in Yosemite. And then talk about the great cities in California. You get all this amazing food, sushi, whatever you want. They got it in California. Hey, if you can't find it in California, man, you got a problem.
Yeah.
I shouldn't have done that. I made that up on my own. Anyway, I love California. Discover why California is the ultimate playground. Head to visitcalifornia.com to start planning your trip today. Sona, what would you do with $100 billion? Seriously.
Oh, I would buy a country.
Okay. I would buy just a ton of yachts and private jets, and I would duct tape them all together and then just have it go in a circle in the Pacific Ocean.
What?
Yeah. I don't know, just to be a total jerk. Anyway, there is a correct answer.
Oh.
And it's build incredible cities in fantastical locations while competing with your friends to be the biggest tycoon in the world. What do you think of that answer?
That's better than mine.
Yep, and mine, which you can do with Monopoly Go, the hit mobile game that's so much fun, it's been downloaded over 150 million times. It's the fun of classic Monopoly on the go, anytime, anywhere, endless new surprises like tons of boards and crazy mini games. You can team up with your chums on community chess and tournaments to get big money, or you can go after their fortune changing rent on your properties or even pulling a bank heist on them. So much fun. It's incredible. So start building up your billions today. Go download Monopoly Go, now free on the App Store and Google Play. Okay, you freaks, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, multiple systems, and delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep, right,
yeah,
guys?
That's what I think about all the time.
That's all I think about. I'm a real whiz. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. It just does.
Yeah.
Words.
So to reduce, what's that?
Words.
Yeah, exactly. That helped. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. You knew where I was going with this, right?
Yeah, I do. Please tell us what NetSuite is.
I shall. NetSuite's the number one cloud financial system. It brings accounting, financial management, inventory, and HR into one, count them, one platform and one source of truth.
Yeah.
By bringing all your major business processes into one platform, you will not only improve efficiency, you'll also cut costs. Yep. NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessible from anywhere. That's why they call it the cloud. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. If you're not doing it, you should too. Hey, so do the math. That sounds aggressive. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Wow. Head to netsuite.com/Conan. netsuite.com/Conan. One more time if you weren't listening. netsuite.com/Conan. Can't believe we've been doing this podcast for 5 years. Lots changed. But you know what? There's also things that haven't changed. Mm. Great taste of Miller Lite. Yeah. Hasn't changed. It was the original light beer. And to this day, For my money, it's still the best one.
It's good.
I'll fight anyone that disagrees.
Will you?
Well, not with my... I'll have someone fight for me. Miller Lite has more of the taste you want, less of the stuff you don't.
Yeah.
I like great taste, clean finish, simple ingredients.
Yeah.
You know, some of these beers, they put caramel in there.
Ugh.
Corn cobs.
Oh.
Chicory. I don't want that. I like the simple taste of Miller Lite. Classic. Undebatable quality, great taste, only 96 calories.
That's good.
It's the beer that strips away everything you don't need, holds on to what matters most. A light beer that tastes, hello, like beer.
Yeah, not like water that's just kind of beery.
Yeah, exactly. I don't like that. That's a bad name for a beer, too. Water that's mostly beery. The original light beer since 1975. Times change, but you can always enjoy the great taste of Miller Lite. Tastes like Miller time. I came up with that.
Oh.
I should get paid. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Conan. Or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces. Wow, that's fascinating, Annie. You seem like you have a pretty cool life. What's your, you know, what else is going on with you? Just anything, you know? What's, tell me about your, do you have a family? What's happening?
Yeah, I married my, I kicked my husband out of the apartment for this.
For good?
No, just for this, just for this period of time.
It'd be great, okay. You got a divorce.
Conan demands total loyalty.
You know, this is, yeah, this is something, it's a prerequisite. If you want to call in to the podcast and we're going to, you know, talk to each other, you must end any relationship you're in.
It's a cult.
Okay, what does he do?
So he runs several businesses in Vancouver, which is where we're from,
mm-hmm.
That are a mix of martial arts and daycare.
What?
I love, those things don't sound like they would go well together, you know?
No.
It's just like, well, what do you do? Let's see, I have a rodeo and a glass butterfly shop combined. I love just, we'll take good care of your kid, and then the minute the parents are gone, they're all kicking each other in the throat
as
hard
club.
As they can. Yeah. A fight, yeah, you basically have a fight club for five-year-olds.
It's where all the money really is the streaming toddler fights.
Wow. And the kids, I guess, I mean, it kind of makes sense. They'll burn off a lot of calories and they'll toughen up real fast.
Oh, God.
If they've run around all day inside a gym, which has padded floors, so that's the martial arts. As long as you've got the weapons kind of locked away in the back where nobody
weapons?
Can access them.
Yes, weapons. Like... What are we talking about with weapons? Like nunchucks?
Swords.
Oh my God.
Throwing stars, those throwing stars you can whip at someone that stick in someone's forehead?
I don't think they have throwing stars, but I think they do have throwing knives. So.
Oh, okay. Well, I
smart.
Thought,
you're
it's
right. For kids.
You're right, yeah. I'm sorry, I was being, my suggestion was irresponsible, but then you corrected things.
And just full closet full of small arms and submachine guns, or what else do we have?
No.
It's Canada. No guns.
It's Canada.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, right.
Yeah, okay. They've actually got their shit together up there. So
sounds like it.
And I mean that. Yeah. That's what I like about Canada, whether it's British Columbia or the Northwest Territories or Saskatchewan or Manitoba.
Just had a few people back.
Or Ontario or New Brunswick or Nova Scotia or Quebec.
Uh-huh.
I am not. These are tattooed on my hand. that's how much I love Canada.
You left out Prince Edward Island, where I assume your most ardent fans are.
I left out Prince Edward Island for a reason, which is...
That's true.
No. We had someone... my mother, when she finally went back to work, she hired someone to look after us during the day because there were six of us. And she was actually a lovely woman named Eva from Prince Edward Island. But she had brought some customs with her from Prince Edward Island. And she once tried to cure... My brother Luke had a wart on his hand, and she cut a potato in two, rubbed one half on the wart, and buried the other in the backyard.
Jesus.
So that was, I guess that's something that happens up in Prince Edward Island. So yes, I left that one off, and I apologize. But
I don't know. I feel like that goes hand in hand with some of the home remedies that Sona uses.
Yeah, it does.
Yes, it does. That's
I hear this and it makes complete sense to me. So
right.
I bet his wart was fixed after that. Like he was cured.
No, he got gangrene. And
No, she put the wrong half in the ground.
Yeah, exactly. And the other half of the potato died of a heart attack. So well, this is very good. And I'm guessing you may have some people have a question for me. Do you have a question? You seem so much more intelligent than I, Annie, and such a better person. I don't know how I could possibly help you.
I'm sure that's not true, but I've got a question. Since I know you're a huge crime buff.
Yes.
If you could commit a great crime from history and then reverse what they did to get them caught so you avoid detection, how would you do it?
Ooh.
Wait a minute. That's such an interesting question.
Yeah.
A great crime from history, and then how would I change the crime so that I don't get caught?
Yes. So if you were the one who committed it,
right,
how would you make, like the great train robbery? I assume it's monetary since we don't want to make sure that the Jeffrey Dahmer doesn't get caught or anything like that.
Well, wait a minute. I was going to go right to murder and free a murderer. Yeah. Wow. That's a really good one. Help me out here, Gourley. You must have thoughts because I'm trying to think of one.
They caught those Lufthansa heist guys, right? Or no, they never did.
Yeah, they did.
Oh, what about the robbery at the Gardner Museum where they stole all the art at the Gardner Museum in Boston?
Yeah.
That pisses me off because I'm from Boston and I just hate that people walked in and took that art.
Did they catch them?
No, they never caught them and they never recovered the art. So what I would like to do is go back in time and be part of that crew. Okay.
So they do catch you.
Oh.
Yeah. And then I would participate in the robbery, but I would keep shouting out stuff that incriminated all of us. You know, like, well, you know, Tony and Vincent, it really is fun committing this crime at the Gardner. I can't wait to be done and go back to 353 Boylston Street in Boston where we'll divvy up the loot. I would do a lot of that so that we were caught.
Hey, those fingers of yours, they got right hand swirls on the prints, or are they just
I would be eating peanut butter out of a jar the whole time I was there with my hands. And offering it to the other robbers and then having them, you know, we'd all be leaving peanut butter prints everywhere.
Yeah. And then pulling out their hair and just leaving it in places for DNA.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the DNA I would want to leave.
What?
Yeah.
What do you say?
Annie, you better get out of here.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think it's just going to be very hard to get semen out of any of us.
Oh, come on.
Out of any of us.
I don't know. I'd say like, hey, guys, for fun, I brought these jars. And I thought it would be really fun.
if we had a circle jerk.
In front of this Rembrandt. Wouldn't that be fun? Annie, did I go too far?
Yes.
I think you went just too far enough.
Thank you.
Oh, my God.
So in other words, you find me not guilty?
Of comedy.
No comedy was committed here.
I do think your Irish guilt would get in the way of you committing any crime. Yeah. I think you would cry if you were like in trying to steal art.
Also, your like love for posterity and history, that those are old treasures. Yeah.
Yeah. And also my need to take credit for anything I did would get in the way. Yeah. That would be the biggest thing that hurt me as a criminal, is I'd be like, can you believe that?
Yeah.
I stole the Lindbergh baby. You know, I'd be doing that right
away.
You
would definitely be one of those guys that lingers around the scene of the crime well after. Like, they always see him behind the police tape line, just kind of looking side-eyed.
Yeah, and I'd be doing lots of interviews with the local media. Whoever did this was a real genius. And then I'd wink at the local camera crew.
I could see Conan trying to participate in the investigation afterwards. You know, some of those guys trying to buddy up to the cops. Where are you guys in the investigation?
Got a pipe and a deerstalker cap.
Yeah, exactly. Dressed is a bad Sherlock Holmes. Hey, you guys, I want in on this caper. I'm pretty good about crimes. Whoever did it was a real smartaroony, wasn't he? He had a brain full of pretty good chestnuts, don't you think? Mr. O'Brien, you're under arrest. What? How did you catch me? All right. Well, Annie, it was a delight talking to you. You're very smart, very cool, very funny. And I'm really going to try and behave myself the next time I'm in Canada, you know, and really that includes any place in Canada, whether it's, you know, Saskatchewan, Manitoba.
Oh, God.
Annie, you know, get out of here.
New Brunswick, Nova Scotia.
Yourself. You can leave.
Prince Edward Island, Newfoundland, Labrador. I mean,
I just want to make sure any of the Northern territories.
Save us, Annie. Please help us.
Declare a mistrial, Annie, immediately.
Yeah. Podcast dismissed.
Thanks very much, Annie. You can tell your husband it's okay to come back now.
Conan O'Brien Needs a Fan, with Conan O'Brien, Sonam Avsesian, and Matt Gourley. Produced by me, Matt Gourley. Executive produced by Adam Sachs, Joanna Solitaroff, and Jeff Ross at Team Coco, and Colin Anderson at Earwolf. Music by Jimmy Vivino. Supervising producer Aaron Blaert. Associate talent producer Jennifer Samples. Associate producers Sean Doherty and Lisa Berm. Engineered by Will Beckton. Please rate, review, and subscribe to Conan O'Brien Needs a Friend on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, or wherever fine podcasts are downloaded. This has been a Team Coco production in association with Stitcher.
Want to make mom's day? Get to your Nordstrom Rack now and score amazing deals for Mother's Day, which is Sunday, May 12th. Find tons of gifts from only $30 at Nordstrom Rack. Fragrance, jewelry, luxury bags, activewear, beauty, and more. Save on Kate Spade New York, Stuart Weitzman, and Ted Baker London. Great brands, great prices. So shop your Nordstrom Rack store today and treat mom to the good stuff from just $30.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.